Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also hear me on the River Talk. Stop it! Hate those lyrics. The River Talk Radio Network, which includes 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. You can also see the show, the Facebook live stream of the show. The only time that it's worth watching is when we have an in-studio guest, as we just did with Nick Ferrelli. My God, what an interview that was. Jesus. Oh, my God. And he didn't even sleep with her. That would have been the best part. But no, I actually didn't touch her. Man, I can't tell you how disappointed I was when I heard that. I cannot tell you. Anyway, so we got coming up. In fact, he's right now in his truck in our parking lot here at the Big Willie Broadcasting Complex on Rock Hill. Rick Farrell is going to be joining us. Richland Township trustee, one of two running for re-election. Jim DeNoble's the other one. We'll get Jim on tomorrow. Don't worry about that. And we will be asking a lot of tough questions about this million-dollar building in Richland Township, or multi-million dollar. I don't even know what it cost. And so we got all of that. And also Dimitri Graffiti this morning. Oh, my God. I hope Erica Tamarin calls in. Wouldn't that be great if she calls Dimitri Graffiti? Oh, wouldn't that be great, God? So we can anybody can call in about anything and interact. Just don't interact with the host. So that's coming up. But right now, we go to the legendary Freightliner Cascadia 125 DOT US 3538358 and the legendary Mr. Big Willie himself, Valley OTR truck driver. Good morning, sir. How you doing, Mr. Willie?
Good morning, Dimitri. Man, I'm so excited. I was looking at our show ratings, and it looks like last week, once I started promoting our show, we got a lot more listeners and shares and likes on the videos. I think our show is doing awesome right now. I can't wait. Mr. Deep Pockets is going to love this. He's just going to love it.
Our Hello. Show?
Well, yeah. I mean, well, it's ours from 8 to 8:20 or 8:05. I mean, don't try to cut me short. Don't try to sell me short. You know what I mean?
Well, then start.
If we're doing good, you know, just let it roll, Dimitri. Just let it roll, you know.
So what do you want to let it roll about this morning, Mr. Big Willie?
I'm waiting on Paul Harvey to come out for the rest of the story on that last segment there. So, yeah.
Well, the man says he never slept with her. This hot blonde, says he looked me right in the eye and said, I never slept with her. I believe him.
I got a couple checks from people also. And
I actually believe Nick. I'm surprised.
The problem is, you don't go to the bathroom where you eat. So he should have never involved her from Wellsbury to Shadyside to begin with in a personal relationship. Because it just smells bad all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just smells bad. Yeah, and you just don't do it. And then say, well, we were friends and we had drinks. We might have went out, but that never happened. And but I got her a job over fruits and vegetables. You know what I mean? Give me a break, dude. You should have just stayed home today. That didn't help the issue.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Bigley. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks. Thank you for that. Jesus. Yeah, anyway, so you're pissed. You're pissed about something else in Richland Township, too, my sources tell me.
I get phone calls from people and stuff. And does Rick Farrell, I don't think he was ever voted in. I think he was appointed in.
No, he was voted in. I think he's been voted in. He's running for re-election. Yeah.
The way I see it, the official 23 results show that Matthew Barra won the Richland Township trustees race in November of 23 in a single seat cycle. And then, however, as a fiscal officer and Greg Clark, the trustee, that it showed a post election appointment or role change occurred in 2023. So I don't know what happened there, but I don't know if he was actually voted on or not. I have to research that a little more. But anyhow, either way, it cracks me up. I was looking on Facebook, and I know people are complaining about this COVID money that they spent $987,000 in COVID money on a new building, and it wasn't even supposed to be used for that. I mean, it's supposed to be used to help the people, communications, EMS, fire, anything COVID related, and then they spend the whole thing and on a new building. It's $987,000 is what they spent in COVID money. I think they had bids that started at like redoing the building at $600,000, and then they had another bid of $700,000, and then all of a sudden it went in $17,000 for a drawing, and then all of a sudden it went to $57,000 for a drawing from $17,000, and then $960,000 for the building. So yeah, $928,000 for the building, $57,000 for an architect, and that the original ones are. You know, how did it change so much after they voted on it? And it seems like this DeNoble and Farrell, just whatever they want, they vote on it, they get. And I think it's a time right now to change that. And when you get something going like that, it's bad. And I really can't wait till it comes on to see how they selected the Fort Steuben maintenance company that primarily worked out of Steubenville, how they selected that company to do the work, why it went from $700,000 to $928,000, and then V2 Architects, how it went from $17,000 to $57,280, just enough to spend every dime on the COVID money. They spent every single dime. So something doesn't add up there to me. And maybe I need to get all the minutes and read, but I'm glad he's coming on. Maybe he can explain how and why every tax dollar that counts, did they spend it? And why didn't they bid it out? Why didn't they try to make it cheaper? Why didn't they have hearings on it or more? And him and, you know, there wasn't a majority vote on it. So I don't know why him and Jim DeNoble think they just pass everything and they just do whatever they want. So I think it's time. Jay Stevens, he's been going to all the meetings, doing everything he's supposed to, keeping up. He's a person that, you know, I think for the people, and I think he'll listen. And he said that he had ideas for the building also that would have saved money. I'm all for, you know, new buildings when it counts, when the money counts. But when you spend every last dime of COVID money on yourself, on the building, what's that say about where your mind is? And how does it jump $200,000 from the original bids to spend every last dollar of the COVID money? If you read what the money was even for, I mean, a common sense would tell you what it's for. Yeah, there's the ARPA funds. It was like a once-in-a-generation thing for the community, to strengthen the community of Richland Township. So why did it go to a building? So there's no transparency there. There was no thought into it. It just doesn't make sense. It could have went to small businesses to help more business come in. And then I seen they just took and they got approval to fix slips for like $1 million, and they got to come up with 25% of that, and they got 75% through another loan thing or a grant, so they got to come up with 25%. So why wasn't that taken care of? You know, and every road project all of a sudden the priority, but it's been like that for a while. But they got they've had the road shut down and there's no work going on. And why didn't they just shut it down during the day and put like a one lane in? They making people drive all the way around. So these are things that are coming up that I'm hearing, and that I like him to answer and say, hey, you know, this is why it's happening. But I still can't get over even Dirty Lou Vargo, and that's my opinion, in High County, they gave all the fire departments like $100,000 or something like that to buy new equipment with the leftover COVID money. So why didn't they do this? Why didn't Rick Farrell do this? Why didn't they improve something? They spent every last dime on a building. You know, it doesn't make sense. So that's my big questions there. It doesn't make sense to me, so I can't wait to hear his answers. And did you say Jim DeNoble's coming on?
Yeah, we've got him tomorrow as well, so you need to hear that interview, and then you can share your thoughts afterward regarding Jim DeNoble. I spoke with him yesterday. Good guy. Full disclosure, he happens to be a neighbor of mine. Full disclosure, I've never had a problem with either one of these, with any of these guys. I mean, I've never had a problem with Rick. Hey, I'm talking. With Rick, never had a problem with DeNoble, never had a problem with Greg Clark, except all that dunk tank stuff of his. It sounds crazy to me. And Jay Stevens, I met him. I actually did not meet him, but just a phone interview. But I don't have a dog in this fight. I have no dog in this fight. It's like I'm just, you know, going, okay, let's get all the information here. And, you know, these are tough questions, which Rick Farrell, I'm sure, will answer. He's going to be here live in studio. You can actually see the interview on our Facebook live stream. Just go to my Dimitri profile page, follow me, and then you can see the Facebook live stream and also the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. And you'll see Rick Farrell respond to all of this and give explanations. And then either you agree with him or don't agree with him. I mean, he's a politician, absolutely, yeah, no question.
And I seen on Facebook that all of a sudden he posted two road closures too, and then of course there's people on there that said, "Oh man, Rick, you're so informative." Yeah, and I tried to look back, but the only two I could see was those two road closures he put on the underground or something on Facebook, and then some lady and some guy got on there and like, "You got my vote. Thanks for being so informative, Rick Farrell." I don't know. It just cracks me up when people, you know, if they hear something bad about him or they're worried, you know, they got this cush extra money coming in since he retired or something, and if that's the case, it doesn't make sense. But it looks like there's too much of a, I don't know what you would call it, two guys that control the whole township, and I think that needs to be broke up somehow. If you got two good friends that are running everything, somebody needs to break it up, and they got their 4 years or whatever they did, and I think it's time for Jay Stevens maybe to step in, or somebody that goes to the meetings, has the knowledge, and maybe change up a little bit of the vote. But I'd like to hear all the answers coming up, and then tomorrow I got a lot of stuff to talk about. Everything to do with this stupid, well, I call it, that's my opinion too. These people have nothing better to do but dress like ducks and baby shark and stand out of McDonald's and hold signs up spewing bad information. And number one, the Epstein files is in the Democrats' hands before Trump even got into office. So shut up. Just shut up. They weren't released before Trump, so just shut up about it. You know, just get your facts straight. And they're going to lock Obama up. They're going to lock Comey up. They're going to lock all them fools up for the big collusion they had about the Russian-Trump thing that has now come to light. So let's see if they're holding signs up at the next No Kings. And maybe they should make Trump a king. And then we can just get them fools off the road. Because every time they go and ask them a question, you ask them one thing, and they're like, "Well, where's the Epstein files? Where's the free McDonald's coffee?" You know, nobody wants to see you. Just go protest and do your thing, but at least have your facts straight. And, you know, just quit wasting your time. Everybody knows the truth. They block the truth. They're violent people. They want to go out and protest, and if something don't go their way, they want to resort to violence. There's another thing where they found a hunting stand out where Air Force One is, and they had to change the way he loaded the plane. It's ridiculous that politicians have to run around scared. And anybody that wants to voice their opinion, I didn't see one violent thing or any Republicans that went down there to their little McDonald's rally and started crap or threw something at them or pushed somebody or shot at them or did anything to them. Now, if it was the other way around, I guarantee you that Johnny Hart and him out there wanting to protect them all. And who knows, he might have been down there. And I ain't got nothing against Johnny Hart, but he seems to always come up when there's something like that going on. But spew the right facts, people. Get your facts straight. Quit being hateful. Just suck it up. And that's all I really got to say about it. And it's just ridiculous how these people act and go out there and...